Hello, good afternoon. This is Elisa from Family First. How may I help you?
How you doing, Elisa? This is Mr. Stewart in Quick Street in Phoenixville.
Yes. Sorry, I'm not able to hear you.
This is me, Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
I have an appointment March 19th at 2 p.m. Do y'all still want me to come in, or I don't know how y'all want me to do this.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Can you let me know the last name of the patient?
Marlon Stewart.
Okay. Okay, you said that the appointment is on March, correct?
March 19th at 2 p.m. for me.
Okay, and what we can do in that case is that you can go earlier that day, so you can end your shift at 1 p.m. if that works for you. It can be 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. or you can do that, you can make up that time another day.
Can I come in at like 9 to 1, or that's too close?
You can remind me later because we are still in February. But yeah, there's the two options. You can go earlier, or you can make up that time. I mean, you can arrange with the patient how it works for you both guys. If it's earlier, or you stay later.
What's up to you, Marla? I can come in after to make up my shift. You just can give me the time.
Yeah, you can provide me I think if your appointment is at 2, you need to be free at 1, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, the missing time that it can be 2 hours, I think. For your shift, you can do it earlier the same day, or you can make up in that week in another time.
I can make up for that day. I can stay to like maybe 4 to 6.
Yeah, it can be 2. After you come from your appointment, you can do that.
Or 3 to 4.
Yeah, it can be 2. Or 3 to 5.
3 to 5? Okay.
Okay, but when the date is approaching, you can call me back to remind me, okay?
All right, so like the end of February, let you know?
Yeah.
Going into March? Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right.